Chapter 11 The Ark. And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee I have seen righteous before me in this generation. As it has been stated, three arks are mentioned in the Scriptures. All three were places of refuge and the means of salvation. All three were pictures of grace and types of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. The Ark of the Covenant sheltered the two tables of stone upon which the law of God was written. In that ark, under the mercy seat, were found the broken law that demanded death, the manna that gave life, and the rod of power that led and protected Israel. The Ark of Bulrushes protected God's chosen one, Moses. The Ark, which Noah built, was the Ark of God's salvation for him and his family. The Ark was also a beautiful type of Christ, and a clear, instructive picture of the grace of God in him. Noah and his family were saved in the flood by a ship, an ark. There was but one ark in the days of Noah. The whole world was drowned under the flood of God's wrath, except for those eight happy souls in the ark. So, too, the whole world will be destroyed in the everlasting wrath of Almighty God, except for those happy, blessed men and women who are in Christ. Christ alone is the Savior of men. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. If we would be saved, we must come into the ark, Christ Jesus. We must flee from the wrath of God, and fleeing, we must flee to Christ. The ark was planned, purposed, and provided by God. Long before the flood came, the Lord provided for the salvation of his own. The ark was not an afterthought. God did not hurriedly put it together after the waters began to rise. It was God alone who determined the size, shape, and material of the ark. He alone determined who would be saved by the ark. The ark was designed, built, and stocked to house a specific number of residents, both of men and beasts. God determined where, how, and when the ark would be built. In just this way, the Lord God planned and purposed the salvation of his people by Christ in his eternal purpose of grace. The Lord Jesus was provided in the purpose of God from eternity, long before the clouds of divine wrath began to swell against fallen men. Our salvation was not an afterthought. The Lord our God made provision for the salvation of his people in his Son, long before the world began. Christ is the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. Long before we sinned in Adam, the Lord God planned the salvation of his elect in Christ. The plan of salvation is not a path we follow to find God. It is the path God follows to find his elect. It is an eternal plan. God determined from eternity whom he would save. God purposed from eternity that he would save his elect by the substitutionary sacrifice of his dear Son. And God's purpose of grace is sure and immutable. In the fullness of time, God provided his own dear Son to be the salvation of sinners. As the ark was God's provision for Noah, and for his family, Christ is God's provision for sinners. As the ark was a provision of pure, free grace, so Christ is the provision of God's grace. The ark which Noah built was an all-sufficient refuge for all who entered it. The ark was a huge ship. There was no lack of room in it, but there was no wasted space. There was room enough for Noah and his family, for two of every unclean bird, beast, rodent, and insect in the world, and for seven of every clean animal. There was room enough in the ark to supply all the people and animals on board with food for a full year. The ark was an immense ship, about 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, 45 feet high, and it housed all kinds of creatures. The Lord Jesus Christ, too, is a great and mighty Savior, an all-sufficient refuge for sinners of every kind. As the ark was an immense vessel whose inhabitants floated safely through the storm of God's wrath, so Christ is an immense Savior. His salvation is an immense salvation, delivering a vast multitude which no man can number from the wrath of God. There was only one door in the ark, but that door was enough. All who entered the ark, clean and unclean, large and small, male and female, all came through the same door. There is but one door for salvation of sinners, and that door is Christ. If we would be saved, we must enter in by the door, Christ Jesus. Grace is a great equalizer. It puts all on common ground. We cannot come to God except as sinners in need of grace, trusting His Son. This one door is sufficient. All who will may enter into life eternal through the door which is Christ. There was only one window in the ark, but that window was enough. It gave light to all, and all the light that was needed. That window represents the Spirit of God through whom Christ, the light of the world, the Son of righteousness, shines into the hearts of men. All who come to Christ and receive salvation by Him are illuminated and taught by God, the Holy Spirit, and all who are taught of God are well taught. When God teaches, those who are taught by Him learn the lesson. He teaches and convinces all His own of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment of their own sin, of righteousness accomplished by Christ's obedience, of judgment finished, atonement made, and condemnation ended forever by the death of Christ who bore the wrath of God for us as our substitute. There was plenty of room in the ark for all who came into it. So too every needy sinner who comes to Christ finds all his needs abundantly supplied in Christ. All grace we need is in Christ. All the temporal blessing we need in this life are in Christ. All the spiritual blessings we need for all eternity are in Christ. Everything that God can or will do for sinful men and women, He has done for us in Christ. All that He can or will require of sinners, He has supplied in Christ. And all that He can or will give to sinners, He has given to us in Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is a mighty, all-sufficient Savior for needy sinners. He is able to do all that He has promised, and to save to the uttermost all who come to God by Him. He is able to keep that which we have committed to Him, and to keep us from falling. He is able to raise us from the dead. Noah and his family came into the ark by divine invitation. I shall leave it to others to argue about whether the gospel call comes as an invitation or a command. Being the call of the sovereign God, it is certainly a call that no man is allowed to despise with impunity. That makes it a command. Yet, it comes to needy sinners like the sweetest, most gracious, most magnanimous invitation imaginable. God graciously revealed His thoughts of mercy, love, and grace to Noah. Had the Lord not made Himself known to Noah, Noah would have perished with the rest of the world. In the same way, the Lord graciously reveals His love, mercy, and grace in Christ in the hearts of His elect by the gospel. Look at God's call to Noah and learn about the call of grace. This was a divine call. God Himself spoke to Noah. It was a personal, particular, distinguishing call. The Lord said unto Noah, "Come into the ark." Noah's family benefited from the call, but only Noah was called. This was a sovereign, powerful, effectual, irresistible call. Noah went in. Most gladly, most willingly, most cheerfully, all who are called by God, the Holy Spirit, flee to Christ, the ark of salvation. All who hear his voice enter in to the ark. This ark by which Noah and his family were saved beautifully represents our atonement for sin in Christ. There are two things in particular which set forth our Lord's work of atonement. First, Noah was commanded to pitch the ark within and without with pitch. The word which is translated pitch simply means to cover or to take away. At least 70 times in the Old Testament it is translated to make atonement. The pitch was a covering which sheltered Noah and all who were in the ark from the terrible storm of God's wrath. As the mercy seat sprinkled with blood covered the broken law of God on the Day of Atonement, so the pitch covered the ark. This is a picture of Christ's blood atonement. The pitch without portrays redemption accomplished. The pitch within pictures redemption applied. Second, the storm of God's wrath fell upon the ark with all the fullness of its fury. As the rains descended and the depths of the earth were broken up, the angry, merciless billows of God's unmitigated wrath beat down upon the ark. Everyone in that ark went through the terrible storm of God's undiluted wrath, but it was the ark which took all the punishment. Do you see the picture? When Christ was made to be sin for us, the terrible storm of God's wrath fell with full force upon him and beat him to death without mercy until God's justice and wrath were fully satisfied and totally expended. As our adorable Redeemer hung upon the cross, dying as our substitute, he cried, "All thy waves and all thy billows are gone over me." As those in the ark went through the flood, so all God's elect in Christ have gone through the storm of his holy wrath, but it was Christ, our ark, who took all the punishment. Having once endured God's wrath, Noah had no cause to fear another flood. He was assured he would never again suffer the flood of wrath. He had God's promise for it, and the bow of God's covenant to attest to it. So too, those who endured the wrath of God once in Christ, the sinner's substitute, will never endure it again, not to any degree, not at any time, not for any reason. All who were in the ark were perfectly safe. The Lord shut him in. Though the ark passed through the horrible storm of God's wrath, all who were in the ark were perfectly safe and secure. The Lord brought them in. The Lord shut them in, and he kept them in. There were three levels in the ark, the lower, the second, and the upper decks. Perhaps these three levels represent the believer's threefold salvation in Christ, past, present, and future. We have been saved by election, redemption, and regeneration. We are being saved by divine preservation. We shall yet be saved in our translation into heaven at the death of the body, by the resurrection from the grave, and in ultimate glorification. Certainly, this is also a picture of the safety of all God's elect in Christ. Some who are in Christ are in the lower deck of doubt and fear. Some are in the second deck of strong faith, and others are in the upper deck of full assurance. Yet all who believe are in the ark, and all who are in the ark, Christ Jesus, are perfectly safe and secure. God has shut them in. It is not the strength of our faith that gives us security, but the strength of our Savior, the ark. All who entered the ark passed through the flood and came out unharmed. So shall it be with all who are in Christ. The ark was a place of peace and rest for those who were in it. It had many rooms or nests. In Christ, we have something more than a refuge. We have a resting place. We are like young birds in their nests, the objects of another's constant loving care. As the dove found rest only in the ark, sinners cannot find rest for their souls except in Christ. Christ is our rest, our Sabbath. Believing on Him, we find rest. Though they were tossed upon the stormy tempests, they were all safe. So too all God's elect are safe and secure in the Christ. Like frightened birds, we nestle down in our resting place. Is it not true with you? In Christ we pass through the storms of life and trials of faith, unharmed, if not unalarmed. With David we say, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." There is safety and security in the ark, Christ Jesus. All on board the good ship Grace are safe, immutably safe, and forever safe. Satan cannot harm us. The law cannot condemn us. God has sworn that His wrath will not be poured out upon us again. The Lord Jesus Christ cannot fail to save all who trust in Him. Firm as His throne, the gospel stands, my Lord, my hope, my trust. If I am found in Jesus' hands, my soul cannot be lost. His honor is engaged to keep the weakest of His sheep. All that His heavenly Father gave His hands securely keep. Not death nor hell shall ever remove His people from His breast. In the dear bosom of His love, we shall forever rest.